For Baltimore County teacher Danielle Miller, today is not only the last day of school, it's also the end of her rookie year. The Holabird Middle School teacher says discipline issues have tested her more than anything else. In the last installment of our series, Ms. Miller's Classroom, WYVR's Gwendolyn Glenn captures a bit of the behavior problems she faced.
Thank you for getting settled quickly.
Science teacher Danielle Miller is giving an exam on sound waves to her seventh graders. Some students get assigned to a different classroom to take the exam.
So Ryan, Mary, Sean, Alicia, Brian, John.
I want to stay here.
Yeah, I do too.
No, we're all taking the test. We're just splitting up.
All of them follow Miller's instructions except two boys who refuse to go to the other room.
Sean and John.
Let's move.
Right
if I refuse to do it.
You're embarrassing yourselves.
I don't want to go.
Go to room 51 right now. 55.
The boys remain seated as Miller hands out the exams, but not to them. After about 5 minutes, the two boys reluctantly leave. After class, Miller admits the incident got to her.
I mainly got frustrated, and I was done arguing with them, and they had a choice to make. That's also what's very exhausting about some of these kids. They're very argumentative, so not letting that get to me, not, you know, getting caught in the argument is exhausting.
As the first-year teacher, you continually work on classroom management, and she improved in that a ton.
Margie McGarry is Miller's department chair.
She's really learned what her expectations are as a teacher and what she wants students to do. The kids genuinely like her. She has a good rapport with them, but yet they still respect her as a teacher because she has followed through on consequences, and next year she'll start off implementing those expectations. So I really think that she'll nip a lot of that stuff in the bud.
Austin, sit down 5 seconds now.
Veteran special educator Ted Anderson is Miller's co-teacher in one of her larger classes. He steps in when students get out of line. Anderson says the soft-spoken Miller handles discipline issues better these days because her classroom voice has become more authoritative.
At the start of the year, because she didn't have that tone of voice, they would kind of just roll over her in a way, but now they listen. She'll say it once, twice, usually twice will do the trick. And if you can get them to listen to you after a second time, then you're pretty good.
Miller points to Kaylin Dugans as a discipline success story. Dugans had to be removed from class several times when school started. Miller says she knew Dugans was smart, so she had her switched to another class away from her friends, and Dugans made a complete turnaround.
Once I started seeing my grades come up, I just liked being good, I guess.
Are you going to miss her next year?
Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
Holabird's principal, Julie DeLone, agrees.
She's really come into her own, you might say, in terms of classroom engagement and student involvement, finding new different ways to assess students, technology use. She's fantastic. I see her down the road as a teacher leader, definitely.
Miller describes her first year as exhausting, but says she's excited about next year.
I've got all these ideas of things I'm going to do differently, just changes that might make simple management issues work better. I'm very excited.
You still look at this as your dream job?
Yes, the dream's still here.
A big change for Miller next year will be a different name. She's getting married this summer. Her new name will be Danielle Brasauskas, but she'll let her students call her Mrs. B. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
I'd like you to take out your review packet from last week on Thursday.